Projection.
Ooh, that was good.
A lot. I don't know. I like Victoria. It's a lot better. So when I meet new people, I'll tell them to call me Victoria. But I can tell if I've known you for a while. Like, I don't know. I can just tell who knows me, who doesn't.
It's so weird because, like, I love the name Victoria. Like, I think it's really sexy. But, like, you're, like, it'd be weird calling you, like.
Right.
Because, I don't know, because I just know you as Vicky.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
So when I meet new people, I just tell them to call me Vicky or Victoria, whatever they want. Most people will call me Victoria.
I tell them to call me Sage.
Yeah, because your name is Sage.
Bitch.
You are a bitch.
It's not like your name could be Sa.
It could.
It could be like.
Or as.
But you have to say it like
Sergeant
that.
Hair Club calls me Sajay.
It's like Ronye.
Sorry, that's not actually our theme song.
It should be, though. Sage, Sage is going to do a...
Break it down. Wickety, wickety, whack.
Oh, my God.
Enough boy talk. Girls run the world. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky B. We got, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Or, oh, Sarah.
Oh, Sarah.
And we have Sailor Sage.
Yep, which my mom texted me after she listened to our last podcast and was like, Sailor Sage, huh? Is that because you swear a lot? I'm like,
you got it, Mom.
Come on, Mom. Really? Yeah. Listen to the episode before. We explain it.
I love that she listened to the last episode because that was probably our filthiest one to date.
Yeah.
That was like one of my favorite ones that we've done. It was so good. Except
Sorry, Mom,
our technical error.
Yeah, we fixed that quick. Yeah. It's fine. Don't worry about it. If you're listening to this wondering what that error was, don't worry about it. Just live your life.
No errors. Yeah,
live your life.
Speaking of living your life, you know what you should be doing? You should be contacting us because we would love to hear from you, whether it's the Facebooks, the Instagrams, give us a text. You can leave us a voicemail.
Yeah, let's hear your pretty voices.
Yeah, definitely.
Start writing our number on the bathroom walls and see what happens.
Oh my God, let's do it.
Okay.
Seriously.
Go to all the bars.
Which if you want to write, I'm not condoning graffiti. I am not condoning vandalism.
I am.
Just put a little sticky note.
I am condoning creativity. Our phone number is 253-778-6029. We also have email, thebroadcast999@gmail.com, and then Twitter, Instagram, Facebooks, all the social media outlets. Except for Snapchat. We don't have Snapchat.
All right. Well, we did get a text.
And Vicky's like, shut it down.
No, I'm just like,
we're not adding another social media platform.
Yeah, no, we're not.
Your life is just consumed in social media.
Yeah, I hate it.
I would just snap pictures of like my shoes or something.
It's that like, pole.
That pole, though. I'll picture of that pole.
Yay, text. Go.
All right. I don't know if what's going on here. Mm. I'm a little confused. I don't know if this is real.
I'm scared.
Huh?
So I got a pretense this with I'm 100% guy, but last night I made out with a guy. Not sure exactly why it happened, but I went in for a hug and he went in for a kiss. I'm not sharing this with anyone, so I decided to share it with you guys. From Moose, P.S. I was close to blackout drunk.
Did you like it, Moose?
Did you kiss back? Was it a peck? Was it open mouth? These are the questions we need to know.
Yeah, I need to know more. Plus, I also need to make a comment that I love your name, Moose.
Moose.
I mean, I know it's not your real name, but
hey, you don't know his parents.
It could be. Parents named me Sage.
Yeah. Is this going to be on our baby list name, Moose?
Yes, Moose.
That's Moose. Great. Can we name the other one Squirrel? Anybody get the reference?
From that one animated
thing. Yeah, Moose
thing.
And Squirrel.
Moose and Squirrel.
Oh, maybe
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's been a long time since our last podcast. We recorded it Friday, and today is Monday.
Yeah, we're insane. But, yeah, anyways.
I think a peck is cool, if it was a peck.
But, I mean, it's unwanted physical contact. Like, you don't kiss somebody without them saying it's cool.
But he kept going with it, though, because didn't he say he made out with him?
I guess.
See, dude, you do you. Like, I know it's probably confusing. I've made out with chicks before.
I've
been drunk.
Chicks.
I don't, just because I know it's not. It's not what I want. I would rather just go find a dude to make out with. But,
right.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
I mean, my New Year's kiss was with a girl, but it wasn't, it was closed mouth, just peck.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was just like four girls.
How did it make you?
Wait, what?
Oh, okay. Four.
Wow. Holler.
Like, I mean, are you cool with it? Was it just like some people are just like I don't mind kissing girls. Like, I wouldn't want to date one. I would probably do stuff with a girl, but I don't want to actually be in some sort of relationship or even do stuff on a regular basis with one.
Yeah.
But I'm very indifferent to, like, if someone's like, hey, you know, or like New Year's kiss, want to make out for New Year's? Sure, whatever. We're all friends. We're all whatever. But, like, did you like it? Were you indifferent to it like I am?
Yeah, how did you feel afterwards?
Or did you, like, wake up and you were like...
Did you question your sexuality?
Yeah.
Or was it just like a, hey, I was drunk, who cares type of thing?
Yeah.
Moose, we need more.
It's probably different with dudes, too, though.
Oh,
I don't know
it's
why,
kind of, it's because it's such a stigma. Like girls making out is sexy. It's hot.
Yeah.
Guys making out is weird and people are homophobic
about it. And hopefully we're living in a... It's 2017 and we had... Like, all these marches, we have all these people that are supportive. It's like, I hope that guys can feel like you can be comfortable in your own skin. And I think I remember studying it when I was in college. Do you guys know who Kinsey is, the doctor? Liam Neeson played him in a movie. He was, like, I think back in the 50s or something, was a sexual psychology doctor, basically, and would talk, like, be a counselor and talk to couples and... He would go in and try to explore and figure out all sorts of things about sexuality. He was bisexual and he explored that side of himself. I don't even know if he was bisexual, but he explored it.
Yeah.
Research.
And one of the things we learned in the class.
This is for research.
Yeah. He was just curious. Like, he did stuff to himself. He's like, he would basically hurt himself in certain areas because he's like, there are people in the world who derive great pleasure from doing this and I just don't understand and I have no idea of understanding them to help them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there is a line, same with politics, you know, you're left, you're right, it's like, but not everyone is all the way to the left, all the way to the right, because there's some people
spectrum.
That are I believe in 90% of the stuff that, you know, this side, this party's doing, but I do believe that we should be able to do A, B, and C over here too.
Yeah.
And that's the same with sexuality that I've learned is no one is 100% gay or 100%. Like, I mean, there's people that are very, very gay, very, very straight. But there is, you know, gay guys I think boobs are attractive, but I don't want to date one. I don't want to be with one intimately. I just think they're attractive. So it's it falls in this weird spectrum. And
yeah, I think girls are gorgeous. Like, mm-hmm. I think our bodies and all of that, I think it's
hell yeah.
Beautiful. But I mean,
would you ever watch lesbian porn?
Oh, I watch lesbian porn all the time.
Exactly. So you're not.
But I'm not. It's weird not, because I do. And I think that's sexy. But I'm
you wouldn't be doing it because I'm the same way. Like, every once in a while, I'll watch lesbian porn. But it's normally a specific type.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do those things to another girl.
Yeah.
Type of thing. And it's also I also watch gay porn as well, male gay porn. But to me, that's more. And I was actually explaining this to Vicky the other day. To me, that's more because I love the sound of guys.
Yeah.
I just love the sound. And when you're watching man and girl porn, all you hear is the girl.
Yeah, because they're hella loud.
And you cannot hear the guy. So it gets kind of
I never actually thought
me.
Of that.
Mm, yeah.
I should try that.
So or solo boy.
So it's us even enjoying us enjoying lesbian porn. We do not fall on a straight spectrum. Uh-uh. Any of us in this room. We are not 100% straight.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm curious to see what he, you know, be open with yourself, bro. Have fun.
Yeah.
Learn and about yourself.
Sexuality is not black and white in any aspect of just life in general.
It's
not
many
even
shades
humans.
Of the rainbow.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like when I ask a guy if they think another guy is hot or whatever. Okay, say I have a guy friend and I'm like, oh, you have a friend? Oh, is he hot? And they're like, ugh, I don't think guys are hot. And I'm like, well, okay, is he an attractive dude? Like, you know what an attractive dude is. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just so weird that people are like, no, I don't find them hot. I'm like, but you know what a good looking person is.
Right.
One of my best friends texted me, this was a while ago, and was like, I had a dream last night that you introduced me to your boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, I don't have a boyfriend. And he's like, I know this was in the future. What? And I was like, okay, was he hot? And he was like, I don't know. I'm not going to say if he was hot or not.
You're
I was like, dude, seriously? I was like, did he have a beard? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, then he was probably
hot.
Yeah,
right. He had better been hot if he was my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then I was going to mention, like, I know we were talking on the last podcast, like, hey, let's do girls' days and mm-hmm. go out and meet people.
Yeah, which I thought you guys were going to do on Friday without me, but then I heard you didn't.
No,
we didn't.
We ended up, like, getting real tired after helping her move and stuff. We're just like, yeah, it's Friday. And plus everything that's been going.
It's Friday.
Well, no, it was also, I mean, with all the political stuff that was going on that day, and there had been a shooting the night before, there were shootings all over. Yeah. Right now, I just don't feel comfortable putting myself in a drunken bar situation where
there's
something
so much
could happen potentially. Happening.
Yeah, there's a lot of tension right now.
At least not until I get my CPL.
What's the CPL?
Concealed pistol license.
Oh, crikey.
Sage likes to shoot the
gun. Are you going to like carry around one?
When I get one, yeah.
Would you carry it around in your belt or in your purse?
Purse. Because you can get like a little thing where it's sitting like right within arm's reach. And then you can also get ones that like go like right here type of a thing. But we'll have to see.
Oh, I was going to say, because I'd be so nervous like having a gun in my purse. Like I would have that purse like on me. Like you know, like the briefcases in the movies where they have like the handcuff on there. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I'd be with my purse. I'm like, don't touch my purse. Like what if someone takes it, you know?
Yeah.
I'd rather have like a holster somewhere.
Yeah, I think that'd be.
I feel you.
Oh, I don't know. Either both would be scary. I was at a party and we were playing charades. And I think the thing was Top Gun. And so the guy doing the charades was like, okay, I don't want you guys to freak out. But, and then like lifted up his pants and there's his gun and like pointed at it. And I was like, first of all, you could have easily just made a gun with your fingers.
I was thinking the same thing.
Have to, like,
I thought he was going to pull the gun out and point it at somebody. It's like, dude.
But then we, like my friends and I were just like, we didn't know many people at this party, but like all three of us were just like, and I'm in my mind, I'm like, look like you're cool and it's not freaking you out. Just look like. Yeah, I see guns all the time. Cool. Like, you know,
I should go shooting.
Yeah, like, I mean, I grew up with guns. I've been shooting since I could basically hold a 22, like, which was probably 2 or 3 years old. Like, I have pictures of me shooting when I'm, like, tall. Super cute with these big headphones on. So adorable.
Girls' night, man. They have ladies' night at some gun ranges.
We should.
Like, I mean, for anything, like, I've always wanted to do, like, the gun safety and also learning how to, like, disarm someone.
Yeah,
like let's say someone has a gun and they're pointed at me, like get it away from them.
Oh yeah, do like some fancy arm tricks or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like hoa, watcha. I think that'd be fun.
That would say,
be.
And then they just drop it,
smack it out of their hands,
and they drop their pants. And you're like,
I'm kidding. Oh. Don't do that. It's not gonna work.
Nope, 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 nope.
It's gonna work.
But that's one of the things. Maybe we can go meet people at a shooting range. Maybe.
Hell yeah.
Can I wear a miniskirt?
That actually be kind of funny.
I mean, I'm sure we might get a discount if you do.
You do it.
Okay.
I'm wearing comfy clothes. But my girlfriend is, I was chatting with her the same idea. I'm like, where does one meet guys our age, you know, that's not online? And she was hounding me like, you should do match.com because all the other sites that you've gone to are like, you know, hookup sites and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, fine, I'll do it for you. And I started logging in. I'm like, eh.
You did it?
I made the account. And then
lasted 2 days.
But then it's like, enter your credit card information. I'm like, no.
Do you have to pay?
Yep.
What?
Yeah. It's,
since when?
Well, you can have a free profile, but you can't message anyone. Like, they'll have, like, free message weekends type of thing. It's normally, like, Labor Day weekend and Memorial Day weekend. But in order to, like, actually, like, see people's photos and message them or do anything other than just look at singles.
Can somebody else message you?
Yes.
If they pay.
Yes.
So I decided against it.
How much is
nothing
it a
against
month?
It, but like I think it was like 20, 30.
Oh!
No. Sarah's a cheapo though too.
I'm a cheapo.
I am
it's
a little
way
bit too
much.
That's a lot. That adds up.
Mm-hmm. So I decided, you know, we'll just use that money for alcohol when we go to the bars.
Exactly.
See? I'm free this weekend.
Way better idea.
Who wants way to go? Better.
I'm free. Not.
What are you doing this weekend?
Why do you keep ruining this, Sarah?
I thought you guys were going to go, like, start it out on Friday. I
but you didn't even go to that.
You didn't even go on Saturday or on Friday.
I'm a popular person. I'm sorry.
Popular playing
I'm working
board
on Friday.
Games with your family?
Yes.
Slash radio family?
Yes! So fun!
It actually looked fun.
It was so fun! And my brother came. And that's like a big deal.
Snooky.
My brother might be coming into town. You should hang out with him.
Oh my god, that would be weird. We'd be sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My brother's a good looking guy.
Oh, I thought you meant Joey and your brother would get together. I was like, what?
I know I've told this story on
well,
air.
I don't know what my brother does, so maybe.
I went on a date with Joey once.
Mm. Yep.
Yep.
So we talked about it on the podcast.
Did we? Uh-huh. Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, sorry. Well, I'm glad it didn't work out.
Well,
but not,
it didn't work out because sisters. It didn't work out because he didn't text. And then like a couple weeks later, I got a boyfriend, so.
It's my brother. Could you picture you and my brother together?
No.
Like nowadays?
100% no.
No.
Wait, what's different?
Yeah,
I've only
nothing's
known him for two
different.
Years.
It's just like now we see each other every day and it's just like, I mean, I think he's a good person, like a cool person, but.
And he has a good heart. He's like, he got a head on his shoulders. That's right. You know, he's not like.
I love it when he
doesn't live at home.
Yeah.
That's true. Thank God.
Sarah.
You're like, thank God. And I'm like over here. Like,
I'm like,
he doesn't.
I would not be living with my brother. Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
But you two are so
no,
different.
I'm more outgoing and stuff.
And yeah.
And
I feel like you would scare the living hell out of him.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome.
Like, you would like say the most PG-13 sex line ever.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, oh, my God.
Like, I mean, he deals with us working here, so I mean, he can handle it. He's just like, eh, whatever. So I think it's more or less whenever any drama happens, he'd be like, nope.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna not say anything and walk away.
No,
he would just nod his head and say yes, Vicky. Yes.
My brother doesn't drink though. That's the only thing. I can't hook you up with my brother.
Yeah, I mean,
he'd be a DD though. He has no problem hanging out with people who are drinking. But I don't know how crazy you get, and I don't know what.
What do you mean you don't know how crazy she gets?
No, I mean I know how crazy.
Scar to prove.
I mean, yeah. I know how crazy she gets, but I don't know with how crazy she gets if he would be able to handle it.
Oh hell no!
I don't think anyone can.
He's a DD for like five people that are always, you know, he went to college.
Sidewalks can't even handle it.
Face can't.
I would probably, yeah, I don't know. See, that's why I always think, like, I don't care if, like, you don't
drink,
really drink, but I do want those nights where we just, like, get slaughtered and, like, make food at, like, 3 a.m, both slaughtered and, like, wake up with,
and have
like,
crazy sex. That you
have crazy
the next
sex
day.
And, like, feel like we're porn stars and neither of us can get there because we're both so drunk, but it's amazing. And then we wake up, like, covered in Hot Pockets or something. Like, I want that. Like, I don't.
Covered in Hot Pockets.
It happened one time.
Oh, my God. How many Hot Pockets? And what flavor? God. We need to know.
I made Hot Pockets when I was really, really drunk. And I, like, took them out of the oven. But, like, I don't know. Somehow decided to lift the thing up and I was wearing this white and black zebra tank top and all the hot pockets went all over my chest and my entire kitchen floor. I still ate them though, you know, my floor is clean. But then I woke up the next morning and like the cheese and the sauce had melted all over my shirt. It was so gross. And then I went upstairs.
Please tell me you ate it off your shirt.
I just like lifted my shirt up. Nom, 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 nom.
I am sitting here staring at her in disgust right now.
I
love that she has had the nerve to judge us at any point for anything.
I know, right?
For everything. But.
Lord.
It was so good. Those are such good Hot Pockets.
Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
Caliente Pocket.
It was good times. But yeah, so I would like, I want a guy who just wants to get like wasted every now and again and just do weird things with me. Because it's not as fun when you're the only one doing it.
See, I'm kind of the same way, but I need a guy who's just going to like share a J with me and then go eat Cheetos in bed.
And get them all over your sheets. Yeah. So you're like me, but with weed.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. See, if some guy was like, oh, let's share a joint together, blah, blah, I'd be like, no. Like,
see, if some guy was like, let's share a Bell's Kila together, I'd be like, get out of my bed. Get out of here.
Sage and I are not dating. I guess we're just not going to date because you want your joints and I want my alcohol.
Yeah.
And Vicky's like, I want it all.
I want it all.
And Vicky's like, give me whatever vices you have.
Yeah,
I like vices.
I will partake.
We'll find a guy. We'll find a girl for my brother. We'll find guys for all of us. We should play matchmaker, except all my friends kind of suck.
So do mine.
I mean, they're all like getting married
many.
And stuff.
I don't have this.
This is it. This is pretty much it. And then the rest are dudes.
Yeah, or married.
That too. But
I feel like
of,
all of my friends, except for you guys, are married.
Yikes.
Or like in a
like long-term
like serious
relationship.
I've got one other girlfriend who isn't.
So we're the best is what you're saying?
No.
Oh.
I'm just
we
kidding.
Have the most problems.
I don't rate my friends like that.
That's really nice of you. I do. I always pretend like life is like MySpace, top 8. I switch.
Who's in your top eight? Who's in your top eight? Wow. It doesn't. No, in particular order. Who would be your top eight?
You two, obviously. Yeah. Gotta say that. Oh gosh.
Maybe Vicky. Maybe not me.
So I have so many.
We're
friends
on the broadcast, though.
This is so hard to choose.
All right. That was probably a dumb question. Moving on. Sage, you moved this weekend.
I did, and I hurt.
What hurts the most? Your biceps.
My back, because I have a bad back.
Girl, yeah, bend with the knees or lift with the knees.
I do, but I just still have a bad back. So anytime I lift something, it's
did you have help?
Vicky helped me a little bit.
I was more or less just keeping her company.
Yeah. And
I move. I
and taking some of my donation stuff.
I took a lot of crap from her. I have a lot of stuff in my house.
I have some jackets next to me.
I know. Yep. I got her some. I gave her. I grabbed stuff for other people. So I'm like, oh, Danny might like this. Sarah might like this.
So sweet.
Worst comes to worst, I'll just take it to the thrift store or whatever, Goodwill. Because that's where I was going to go anyways. I have art projects now because of her.
Yeah. Who helped?
So Vicky did a little bit. And then I actually, my brother was supposed to help on Sunday. But I texted my dad because I was using his truck and I was like, hey, can I come pick up the car Sunday at 11? And he's like, no, I have an appointment. You need to use it today. And I was like, thanks, Daddy-O. Let me try to find someone. So after searching, I decided to text the ex-flingy boyfriend thingy, datey guy
thing.
And he came and helped me because he had already promised to help me. So
it's like, bitch, this is all I'm using it for. Labor.
No, it was fine. It was good.
Are you guys like better?
Yeah, I mean, like, I definitely have to keep being like, we're friends. We're friends.
Oh, that
Stop.
Is never going to work out. Es muy estúpido.
Well, I mean, no, to I be mean, fair, I've... it's not like they were really having sex before, so.
Yeah, but, like, you guys already, like, caught feelings. Like, how do you just, like, shut off the feelings so fast?
So here's the thing is I can do that if I put someone in the friend zone.
Mm-hmm.
The second that, because it happened that last time when we had that conversation, and then I was just like, no, like, I can't handle this. We're just going to be friends. I can easily turn the friends portion on or off. And when I turn, what pisses me off is that whenever I turn that on guys,
mm-hmm.
being like, no, we're just friends, then they f***ing want me.
Oh, yeah, because they always want
to
hang out.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So, but so it, now, it's really easy for me.
Is he trying now? Again?
Possibly.
Oh,
not going to happen, though.
And he knows that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he really just wants to be friends though?
Yes. I mean, because he doesn't really have any friends up here.
Oh.
So, I mean, like, you know, other than me, he doesn't really hang out with anyone.
I think it's a messy situation. I think he's going to get hurt.
Good. I'm just kidding.
Not good.
No.
Not bad
It'll all
either.
Be fine. It's all good.
Well, that's nice he helped you.
But how are you liking your new place?
It's good. It's fun.
But the one thing that blew my mind is that you've moved every single year for the last, what, 7? 8 years. Jesus.
Yeah.
Why?
Because, so I went to college in, actually, no, it's, yeah, it is 8 years. Yeah, I went to college in 2009. So moved there over to WSU. Moved back that summer. Moved back that fall. So it's literally at least once a year. During college, it was twice a year.
Ay, ay, ay. And then what, your roommates around here just suck? Or you, like, want
no,
a new environment
just,
or new place? Or
well, like, after college, I moved back. I moved in with my boyfriend at the time. And then we went and got a new apartment. So I actually moved, like, 4 or 5 times that year.
That Jeez. Sounds like such a headache.
And then I moved in with my dad for a year and then moved. He lives in Woodinville. And I was like, I don't want to live out here anymore.
Yeah.
So I got a place in Green Lake. And then just kind of have hopped since there.
What's the longest you stayed in a place?
Probably our house in Shoreline when I was in high school. And that would be, that was like 4 or 5 years.
Do you like it? Are you like one of those people that like strives on moving and loves new place and new?
I like new places. I like being able to like feel like I'm in a new place and feel like I can make a place my own.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate moving. Yeah. I hate it so much.
Yeah. I used to move all the time when I was younger. Like, every year we would move states.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I thought it was great meeting new people, new friends. And,
you're but, a social
yeah,
butterfly.
But
too.
I also,
Plus, when
like,
you're young, you, like, you don't
do
have to do
yeah.
anything.
Yeah. Now thinking about it, I was like, if I had to move every year and, like, pack my stuff and, like, boxes.
Yeah, can you imagine how your parents felt?
Oh, no.
With 2 kids.
Yeah, my poor mother.
Especially with you.
I know.
I'm sure Joey just kind of, like, sat there.
No, Joey was a little bitch, too. We were both bitches. I was just more vocal about it.
That's freaking awesome. See, I've lived in three different places since moving to Seattle, and I've been in Seattle for like 5 years now almost.
That's not bad.
But
that's
like
pretty normal.
Yeah, the first one we stayed for a year and a half, and then the second one we stayed for a year because we hated our landlady. She was awful, which gave me an idea for like an app, which is like you rate the landladies or landlords of different places.
Apartment. It's something called like apartment
reviews. But can you do that? Can you do that with just like people who are leased, like renting out their own place? Or is it just like actual apartment complexes?
I'm not 100% sure. Well, but I know that it's really good and I use it all the time when I'm looking for a new place.
All right. Well, because I want to put her on there and say, oh my God, she's crazy. I really did not like her. But our current place, we've been here, this is starting our third year. And our landlady is amazing. She's super cool. Like in November, it'll be 3 years exactly. But so we just crossed the 2-year mark.
Wow.
But yeah, like watching you, like all the stuff packed up and hearing the echo of the house, it just made me very much not want to move. And I used to be that person. Like, I love the idea of moving all the time. I just wanted it to be in a new city or a new town or even a new neighborhood of Seattle all the time until I actually had to move with a king size bed. Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah.
I have too much crap now.
We got the box spring down, though. So I used to live in a townhouse, which, you know, are super skinny.
Yeah.
And so my bedroom was up on the second floor, and I've got a pretty thick...
Technically the third floor, right?
Yeah, third floor. Yeah. I've got a pretty thick box spring mattress, and trying to get it up when we were moving in, it almost broke.
Mm.
Because the way that the stairs are, like, yeah. It's not tall enough. And the banister gets in the way, like all this random crap that it was really hard
like
to maneuver.
Like it almost just snapped?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Getting it down, though, we got it down like butter. It was insane. I was so proud of myself.
Were you like, why wasn't this so like easy getting it in?
Yeah. Well, luckily, I didn't actually have to like move it in, so I made other people do that.
Right. I know my brother, every time we move, he comes and helps. And he curses my name. He's like, why did you get a king size bed? Because then he moves my roommate's bed. Like my roommate and him move his bed, which is a queen or a full. And he's like, yeah, you see this? One handed, Vicky.
But you're like, have you slept in my bed? It's the most comfortable thing you'll ever sleep on.
Did I ever tell you the story about why I have a king size bed?
No. Mm-hmm.
It is a stupid one. It's almost as bad as getting a tattoo for a significant other.
Ugh.
Oh, because I know.
I was with my ex at the time and I was moving out, and I did not trust him to give me rent. And we were also kind of on the rockier side of the relationship. Like, okay, well, the honeymoon phase is over. That's fine. But I didn't trust him to give me rent every month. So I didn't even bring up the idea of him moving in with us. So
that sounds like a terrible boyfriend.
Yeah. I'm just like, you know what? Get your crap together.
Yeah.
Like, once he got his crap together, I'm like, then maybe we can move in together. And we'd only been together not even a year at that point.
Yeah.
Like, I want to wait. I want to do this right. Make sure everything's cool. So, but we went and got the bed together. I'm like, I want to make sure it's a bed for both of us that we're both, you know, comfortable with. And we got the bed, and he ended up becoming buddies with the guy that sold the mattress to us. Like, and he was a cool dude. I really liked him. And he's like, so do you want to do, what size do you want to do? I was like, well, you have a queen and I like that. That's fine. A king sounds pretty awesome though. And he's like, yeah, let's get the king. And so I got the king size bed thinking we're going to, like, even though we weren't going to live together, he was going to spend the night all the time. And we're basically going to live together.
Did you
without...
pay for it?
Oh, yeah. I paid for it in payments.
Oh, my God. I hate you.
Yeah. But now it's awesome because I can have three drunk bitches in my bed at the same time.
You can have, like, six drunk bitches.
I've had Sarah, myself, and a girlfriend of ours named Tori. All three of us just passed out. It was pretty awesome.
Jeez.
Cuddle puddles. It's great.
Cuddle puddles.
But awesome. I got, like, So my bed, on top of being comfortable, I got, like, a puffy little cover for it.
Mattress pad
to kind of, you know,
which was so unnecessary because it's so good.
I know, but it's even plush and nice. I just got it because it was a mattress pad and it was a great deal, but it's just so plush and nice. Mm. And my mom just got me fleece sheets.
Mm.
So it's like nice and soft, you know, when you shave your legs, you just kind of sit there in the sheets just like and it's so warm, and I have like 100 pillows, and they're all for like whatever I'm feeling that night. If I want to hug one, if I just want to like lay on them,
thrust one.
I went and bought all new pillows and I love it.
It's the greatest feeling in the world.
Because I did not realize how long I'd had my pillows. It's disgusting. Yeah. I was like, I need to go buy new ones. They're not that expensive,
Sage. How long are you supposed to keep pillows for? Because I know mattresses, what is it, 10 years?
Yeah.
Holy crap, I've had my mattress for a couple years. Like, I can't imagine buying one for like five years.
Yeah, I've had my mattress and my pillows and all that for a really long time.
Okay, I got to look into that. So I know there's a thing that says, like, if you can fold your pillow over and it doesn't plop back, then it's not good because it's loaded with,
I think, like, it depends on what kind of pillow it is, though.
Yeah, there's so many different kind of pillows now.
Because down pillows, you can fold it and it won't pop back.
How long to keep pillows? Can I spell pillows? Apparently I did.
Let me Google that for you.
Well, it's not. I did.
Are you Siri? You should talk to Siri. Oh, no, please don't. Oh, God. I was kidding.
Is she doing it?
Oh, yeah. No.
Do it.
Siri, Google how long to keep pillows for.
Let me find that for you.
Wait, hold on. Listen to this.
Searching Google for how long to keep pillows for.
It's a dude.
I switched it to a dude.
Mine's an Australian dude.
Hello.
Hot.
No, like that. Down under.
Oh, I call this bull crap. Depending on cleaning and habits and allergies, you may need to replace your pillows as often as 6 months.
6 months?
6 months.
The person says, and it says every 3 years is okay.
I think,
but
really
should, like, I think
years.
If you have to clean it, if you really, like, slobber on that thing. But no, it says 6 months. Yeah.
No, that's not.
I've had mine. I bought mine, like, as my gift to myself when I got this job. I bought myself new pillows. So
that
I have a couple.
That is so adulting.
Yeah, but
I just went to Ross and bought the, like, $8 ones, and they're so comfy.
Well, that's the ones I got. Like, I went to Target and got, like, the, you know, the
$7. Treat yourself to $8 pillows.
But when I bought my mattress, I bought fancy pillows. And those were expensive.
Like the memory foam?
They're not memory foam, but they're really nice. Mm-hmm. And they're made specifically for what kind of a sleeper you are, like side sleeper, back sleeper, stomach sleeper. I think I got the back sleeper ones.
I roll.
Rotisserie sleeper.
Yeah. Rotisserie sleeper.
That's what she called me. I like I'm that too.
Put me on a spigot.
But I told her, just give me the back ones. That's fine. I always end up on my back. Hey.
yeah, you do.
Now I gotta go home and wash my pillows. God dang it.
I'm really, really bad at washing my sheets. Like, really bad.
Like, how
and, like,
long?
All of my comforter. Well, now, I'm gonna totally sound like this brat, but now someone does it. Like, our maid. Mm-hmm. She, like...
Does she make your bed for you?
Sarah's the 1% in our group.
I'm that girl that I hate, that I listen to, and I'm like, I hate you so much. And then I'm like, but I am her. But I can't even continue. It's so bad.
Does she fold, like, you know, make your bed for you and put new sheets in? Or does she, you just get, take your sheets off and she'll wash them for you?
No, like, I'll take my sheets off, like, the morning of, and then put, like, the new ones just, like, on my bed. And then she'll, like, make my bed with the new ones.
You know, I used to clean houses and I used to have to do that.
Your guys,
can I borrow her?
You can pay anybody to clean.
I don't want to pay her. BJ's going to pay her.
Yeah. It's a nice married couple. I think they really don't like me, but.
Probably not. You make them make your bed.
It's really awkward. Well, they were doing it anyway. Like, if I had my just normal sheets on, because I never make my bed, because I think making your bed is really stupid. You're just going to get in it anyway. But they, like, do it when they, like, clean my room, you know?
You have someone clean your room.
She's a maid. What are you supposed to do?
Well, it depends on what you have. Usually, if I were to have a maid, just because I've been a cleaner, so I know what people use maids for. Some people say, hey, I need you to clean my bathroom, my kitchen, mop the floors, and dust. But, like, people typically keep their rooms fairly clean.
I mean, yeah, my room is, like, I mean, it's, like, it's a hot mess, but it's, like, an organized hot mess.
Dude, I would totally have to, like,
I just want somebody to clean my bathrooms for me.
I would love somebody to clean my room for me because I have cats.
But, like, what do you mean by clean? Like, I think of, like, organizing, like, doing your laundry, folding.
No, she, like, vacuums.
Yeah, I want
dust.
Them to, like, vacuum,
okay.
Dust.
Make your bed. I'm pretty sure that's pretty much all, like.
Okay, I thought she was, like, picking up your clothes on the floor, like, kind of like a children's room.
Which drives me crazy.
Well, then why do you leave it on the floor?
I know. No, you kind of have to clean up before she comes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
because
you have
otherwise
to clean up your stuff on the floor, and then you have to clean up the dishes.
Because otherwise you're not going
to
know where it goes.
Yes! They do it! It drives me crazy! And it's the most, what, like, first world problems ever.
That is very, very first world
ever.
Problems.
Ever! But anyway, okay, if anyone ever borrows my stuff, even, like, my friends, like, if they don't put it back exactly where it was, it drives me crazy.
But you have no problem borrowing stuff from people and giving it back to them 2 years later. Sarah.
Oh!
Ow!
I mean, I would have a problem with that. If I loan someone something and I want it, I would like drive to their house to get it unless I didn't really care about it. Then I would just be like, I don't care. But that's why, like, when I loan something out or let someone borrow something, I like pretend like I might not ever see it again kind of thing. But like if someone borrows anything of mine, like, and don't put it back, I can't. Oh, even if it's just like, it's just. It drives me crazy.
It drives me crazy that the maid doesn't put the stuff where I want it.
It drives me bonkers. Like, I've lost stuff because it's not right where it is.
Just stop. Take a look around.
Look at all the F's we give.
Think about what you're saying right now.
I know. It's very. And I wouldn't have a maid. Like, my dad has her. You know what I mean? Like, it's
so you're
all,
like, why not?
It's all him. And he's very much like.
Do you guys have an open room? I'm going to come move in with you guys, man.
We have a pole room.
You can
have a little bed in there. A pole room.
It's for her pole? It's a stripper pole.
Yeah.
No, I thought your pole was in your room.
No, it has a separate room.
It used to be.
Wow.
It was
your
brother's
room. Clean the pole too?
The pole room?
Yeah. Does she clean the pole?
Hell yeah.
Does she
gotta spray it down, kind of
slide up and down it?
Jesus.
I hope so. I hope they've like secretly
I bet while you guys like aren't there, they're like in the pole room like,
dude, I hope so.
That's the one thing I hated, by the way. It's like when you're home. Like when I had to go clean houses and the people were home.
So awkward. It's the most awkward
like,
thing ever.
I'd rather them leave. Some people would leave or go into a room that we weren't going to clean.
Yeah. No, yeah. If they're home. Like,
I feel like it's more awkward for them or for the people that are living there.
Yeah. No, it's so awkward for me, especially because it's like, I don't like you're cleaning for me. It's weird. Yeah. It makes me uncomfortable, you know? So
especially
because
you're not paying them.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I'm just like, hi.
It's more uncomfortable, I think, for the people cleaning because it's sitting there and you feel like you're being scrutinized, like, oh,
we're
am I not cleaning
way.
It right? Or yeah. I'm in their way. Like, we're on top of that. It's like, I'm in their way. Like, they can't be comfortable in their own home and I just want to be done quickly. But I have to either, especially if they have pets and stuff, you have to move around and do stuff around the pets.
Yeah. Sometimes when I'm like home and I just like stay in my room and I'm like, don't clean my room because I'm just going to be chilling here. Cause
that's like me in hotel rooms. I always put the do not disturb sign, leave it there the entire stay because I'm like, don't. Unless really
you need
them.
Towels or something.
But it's like you can just use the same, like, unless I'm puking everywhere, which hasn't happened in a long time in a hotel room. Very long time.
That reminded me of Chicago when I was puking. That was good times.
Oh, she was puking her brains out. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
I'm the only one here who doesn't have a hotel puke story.
That is not okay.
To be fair, I wasn't the one puking in the hotel. Like, it was one of my. One of the other girls we were hanging out with, she puked all over and like tried to clean it up and broke a glass and tried to clean it up with the bar towels. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, hey, you guys figure this crap out because we can't leave this for the maid. Like, I think the maid ended up cleaning it for us.
Oh.
I was 17 though, so
gonna
Europe
pay for that, right?
And I don't know, it was Europe. And I'm just like, I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna go get food. You guys figure this out. Bye.
What a nice friend.
Well, I had been taking care of them and they'd just been going apes. I'm like, okay. Like, okay, you guys can't get drunk this many days in a row when we're not even supposed to be drinking on this trip. So.
And then puking.
Yeah. Idiots.
It's kind of obvious.
I got drunk for the first time on that trip, and I handled myself like a pro-ish.
Sure you did.
Ish. Hooked up with a dude. Anywho.
Oh, shocking.
It was fun. Oh, he was hot. But enough about that. I have a study. I forgot. I had a study. Sorry, it's Monday. I'm kind of.
We all are.
I'm kind of dragging.
Like,
I'm dragging.
Sarah texted me and was like, where are you at? And I was looked at the clock and I'm like, oh yeah.
Shoot,
it's 10:15 on a Monday. I feel like we just did a podcast.
Yeah, we did. But apparently they found a new study that says that women need their girlfriends. They need female friends in order to flourish.
Don't.
That's why you have us.
I don't need anyone.
Yeah.
Except for my cat, Grayson. I love Harvey too, but...
Oh, yeah, I was like, don't you have two?
Yeah.
Says, researchers have found that the hormone oxytocin is, for women especially, the panica, or the... I don't freaking know that word, I'm tired. Basically,
panica.
It is the pinnacle of friendship and, by extension, health. So when women share a special bond, they bear those souls to each other and... That's how they respond to stress. Like we respond to stress differently than men.
Does it not work if you have a special bond with dudes?
I guess not. I don't know.
Like
according
it's all
to
about
this,
about the female.
I don't know. So apparently they've found like you know the pattern. It only happens within humans, but also with females of many other species. So I think it's because guys, when they're stressed or when they do something differently, it's more. Testosterone base and ours is a little different in that sense.
Yeah, we handle our S differently than the guys do, and they handle it differently than we do.
Yeah, so
just how it is.
yeah. So, and according to it, so men produce high levels of testosterone when they're under stress. And according to Dr. Klein, it reduces the calming effects of oxytocin.
Wow, you cannot talk today.
No, I cannot. I need
oxytocin.
More coffee.
Oxytocin.
And therefore more likely to deal with stress with aggression, like fight or withdrawal, which is flight or fight or flight. And a woman, on the other hand, produce estrogen that enhances the effects of oxytocin and compels them to seek social support.
That makes sense.
So guys are always like, I want to be aggressive about it or I want to leave, while women are like, we need social support, basically is what it is. So
that's
in turn,
so true.
It is.
Because like I'm thinking about all of my guy friends and they either like get super angry or they just like lay down and just kind of walk away.
Yeah.
And according to this, a 2006 breast cancer study found that women without close friends were 4 times more likely to die from the disease as in women with 10 or more friends. And notably, proximity and the amount of contact with a friend weren't associated with survival. Just having friends was protective.
Huh.
So you don't have to be with your girlfriends all the time. It's just about having them and knowing that they're there, that was actually kind of beneficial. So it is better for your health to have female friends. And actually, Jane Fonda, her and Lily Tomlin did a TED Talk. I didn't know this. This was pretty cool.
Wow.
Of the importance of female friendships and likened women's friendship to a renewable source of power. It's because of our friendship, female friendships are just a hop to our sisterhood, and sisterhood can be a very powerful force to give the world the things that humans desperately need. So that's very interesting. So if you're a gal, or if you are a gal and you don't have a whole lot of female friends, then maybe you should find some like-minded girls.
Do you guys ever think, like, because, you know, like some people think a girl who doesn't have like female friends, it's like a red flag or something? Do you guys,
like,
ever, ever heard that?
Yeah, like guys
she
are
has
like
no friends that are girls. Like, why don't girls like
it's
you
like,
know?
Oh, I only hang out with guys because they're less drama. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Usually. It's like there is some drama in you, sweetheart.
So there's two different types of girls that only hang out with guys. There's the girls that hang out with guys because they don't like drama, and it's because all they do is freaking cause drama, mm-hmm. and guys just don't care about drama.
Yeah.
So they don't feed off of it. Or there's girls like Vicky and I don't really know. You're kind of a girl power over here. Do you have guy friends?
I have guy friends. She's a good balance.
Yeah.
She has good, good amount
of girl power.
See, with Vicky and I, it's more of we have guy friends because that's more aligned with where our personality is. So a lot of the guys that I hang out with are super raunchy, always talk about sex and like that kind of stuff. And I just feel like I can be myself. Yeah, gross. I can feel like I can be gross around them.
And some girls don't. Like I realize this, like especially going over to the sales area, I'll say something and then I'll just see everyone blankly stare at me. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go back to our side of the building now. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm working over there.
Right? I'm sorry.
I do that stuff all the time.
So it's one of those like I've gotten more and more female friends, and either they've kind of adjusted to my weirdness or they're weird themselves, which is pretty awesome.
So it's not necessarily like they are
I'm not hanging out with the guys because of the drama. Yeah. It's just girls don't like me basically because I'm
gross.
But
that's like weird, isn't it? Like,
no, I don't, because like I whenever a guy friend of mine gets a new girlfriend, I've noticed that I'm always kind of seen as a threat beforehand because of how close I am with them.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not sexually attracted to each other. I mean, there might be some deep down, but it's not anything that anyone
would
ever
it's not emotional, maybe just biological.
Yeah, it's not emotional.
Yeah.
But yeah, like my best friend, Ryan, like he got married a few years ago. And I remember when his wife first started dating, it was kind of weird at first just for me to be around them because it just kind of felt, because him and I have known each other for 15 years.
Dang.
So we act like we're siblings.
Yeah.
Which can kind of come across as flirting.
Flirting, yeah. And he was probably like, I need to divide my attention somehow between
I mean, he didn't really do anything about it type of thing.
Oh, he didn't.
So he didn't care.
And she didn't care either.
I mean, it was a little weird at first, but I think once she got to know the relationship and stuff that it wasn't weird at all.
It wasn't a threat at all.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
I have actually one other thing before you go, because I know Sarah's got to go. So this is actually pretty hilarious. A girl trolls a Tinder match after he forgot that they already had sex.
Oh.
Here, so, should we read it together?
It's kind of all weird. I don't know if we could. But if you want to try coming over my shoulder, we can.
Do it. Oh, I love that.
So I'll start it off. In his opening message on the dating app, the guy asked, "What are you looking for on here then?" And the woman replied some fun before asking if he'd hook up with anyone else on Tinder, or if he has, you know, if he had hooked up with anybody else on Tinder. And he responded by telling her he had slept with two girls, but that was months ago. And after a few more inane bits of chit-chat, the girl launched into a vicious bit of passive-aggressive behavior by describing her bad experience to the very guy she was describing. And so this is what, you read that part, I will read this. I'll be the dude.
Okay, hold on, I need to see it.
Hold on, you should probably turn that mic on.
There you go. There we go. Is it on?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh yeah, you're blind.
I'm not blind.
Well, I was holding it over here, that's why.
I feel like I'm about to like watch a play or something.
Okay. Before he came around, he bragged about how great his game was. Before he came around, he bragged about his great game, but it was just a disappointment, really. Cry, laughing, smiley face. Pretended I had university, early in the morning so I could kick him out. Me and my friends have been laughing about it ever since.
Ouch. Shock face.
What?
That's pretty cruel.
And then there's a gif of Full House, Michelle Tanner, and her little friend laughing their butts off.
Shock face.
The worst part is he matched me on Tinder a few months later and completely forgot who I was until I reminded him how S he was in bed.
Shock face.
What's her name? It's a gif of the...
It's just like a whatever
of
face.
Of Daenerys's sidekick.
I forget.
Yeah, I forget what her name is.
Oh my god, I think I remember your room.
LOL. Cool.
Probably couldn't remember because it was that embarrassing.
Yeah.
You literally took the blank when I left?
Yeah.
Thanks.
And then there's like a...
Like a
mm-hmm
gif. Why are you being such a bitch?
Oh, LOL. Why am I the bitch when you're the one who forgets people you had sex with? Hmm?
I'm sorry, okay? Slanty face.
Okay, cool.
What are you actually looking on here for then?
Ew! He continued?
Gross!
Yeah, like... He still tried to hit it. Again.
She just said that you were awful, dude.
And yeah, you forgot her, so obviously she wasn't that great.
I don't know.
That's so funny. Oh, man. I love that she just trolled him.
I've definitely matched with guys on Tinder that I had already matched with before. Like, we hadn't done anything. We hadn't even met. But, like...
You had talked?
We had kept matching.
How would they show up? Yeah, how would they show up again?
I think if they, like, erase their matches or something.
Well, I'm on and off Tinder more than I am on my freaking menstrual cycle. Like, it's ridiculous.
Damn.
So, like, I delete my profile all the time.
Oh, and then once you, like, re-get it, you get...
Yeah.
All the same people again.
Yep. Which always sucks because then I always match with the ex and it makes me sad for a second.
Aww.
Who's the ex? And why would you match with him?
Everyone has a the ex.
Why would you match with him? Why wouldn't you just swipe the other way?
No, I'm saying like he comes up in the
like
thing.
She sees
like
him.
I don't match with him, but he comes up in the thing.
Oh, that's awkward. Yeah. I've had people take screenshots of like my exes. And they're like, look who's on Tinder. Like,
I think I've seen some of your exes on Tinder.
Yeah. And
I'm
then
sure
one
I
of
have.
Them, I'm like, isn't he having a child?
That's
maybe
weird.
He should be with a baby mama. Like, no judgment, but you should.
Little judgment.
Yeah.
I'm judging you. That's a good place to stop because Sarah and I both have appointments and I'm getting called right now.
Wow. Right? Popular.
Not really. It's an unknown number.
Ooh. Ew. Put him on speaker.
No.
Yeah. Answer it. Put
that's
it on
illegal.
Speaker. Is it illegal?
It's illegal to have somebody on the radio without their knowledge.
We're not on the radio.
But we're broadcasting something, though.
We're not broad... We are the broadcast, but we're not broadcasting.
Still legal.
Damn.
Anywho.
That would have been so great.
It's not fun.
It's probably just somebody asking for somebody that's... So, a couple of years ago... What the hell is BJ... Sorry, I got an email from Rev. I was like, what? Big boy, you can find white out yourself. He's like, do you have whiteout? I'm like, yes.
I almost just spit my water out. Holy hell.
I meant big boy as in like grown man.
Yeah, yeah. You're a big boy.
Yeah, so.
Big boy.
Anyways, I'm just going to go. I'm tired.
Okay.
This has not been my most productive use of brain function.
We can tell.
And I went to sleep at like 8 last night. What was wrong with me?
It's okay. We love you.
I love you guys too. But yeah, feel free to email us, message us, you know,
text
call
us.
Let me get you that number one more time. Yo.
Oh. Yes.
It is 253. I just lost it. 1 second. Boom, chicka boom.
We are such professionals.
253-778-6029.
Well, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Yes. Bye. Moose, let us know how you were feeling after that makeout sesh.
Yummy.